So the last thing about money as we know it, being a fiat currency, is fundamentally the confidence you have in the government backing the currency. So people can see it from both sides. The reason you want to look at everything from both ways, up and down, is right now in Australia and New Zealand, their dollars are so weak. It really damaged, I feel sorry because I love Australia and New Zealand. It really hurts the Australians and New Zealanders because it takes more of their dollars to come to America to maintain the same standard of living. That's the bad side. If you remain neutral, you'll see the good side of it. Being that the U.S. dollar is strong, I go back into New Zealand and Australia, and that's when I begin to invest. Some people say it's not fair, but I consider it just part of being financially literate, understanding that for every up and every down, there's always a good and always a bad. The reason you want to be financially literate is to be good when it's good and be better when it's bad. The more you understand the economics of booms and busts, the better financially literate you are. The more you understand investing and things like that, the more neutral emotionally you become. And the more emotionally neutral you are, not caring if things go up or down, the better investor you will become because you'll be able to look at opportunities with a neutral eye, knowing that all investments are good as well as bad. Every investment has a strength as well as a weakness. And also, every investment has an up as well as a down. When you can be neutral, your wealth can go up.